That was a fantastic one on the par round today. That gives you a two-shot lead going into the final round of the Open Championship. Can you give us your thoughts on your round today, please?
Well, I played nicely. I didn't hit too many bad shots. Controlled where I wanted to hit it well. Made some good saves. Short game was sharp. Made some nice putts.
Sounds very simple.
Let's try and keep it as simple as possible.
Okay, we'll open the floor to questions. Number three on the left, please.
Look, great day's work today, Lee. You're in a high-pressure situation now until you get going again tomorrow. May I ask what you might do tonight to take your mind off things?
Well, actually, I'm not in a high-pressure situation because I'm going to go and have dinner, and I'm so good with a knife and fork now that I don't feel any pressure at all. I'll think about, you know, winning the Open Championship tonight at some stage, I'm sure. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, picture yourself holding the claret jug on the final green and see your name at the top of the leaderboard. You know, when it comes down to it tomorrow on a tee off around 3-ish, you know, I should be in the same frame of mind as I was today. I didn't feel under any pressure today and felt nice and calm out there and in control of what I was doing.
You were interacting a lot with the crowd, particularly, I noticed, around 13, that sort of thing. How important will the fans be for you tomorrow, crowd?
Yeah, I was interacting with them all day. You know, I was obviously trying to give them as much to cheer for as possible. You know, they were giving me good feedback. You know, it's obviously great to play in an Open Championship in front of the crowds that they get here, and you know, I always get a good reception, so it's nice to play well from and hear those roars.
Okay, microphone number four, the back right, please.
Yeah, Lee, I'm wondering how bad your lie was on 16 after the first shot, and if it was a big boost to get out of there with only a bogey.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest momentum thing I did all day, probably, you know, walk off there with a bogey. It was probably one of the few bad shots I hit all day. I was trying to hit like a hard fade in there and just pulled it, and it found the worst lie I've found all week. You know, there's so many bad things that could happen from there. You know, if you'd have said you can have a four, I would have taken it. You know, looking at the lie, it had gone right down to the bottom in a bit of a hole, and there weren't really too many options. Well, not good options anyway. So I was pleased to make four, but then, you know, that's what's been missing, you know, making those putts and then backing it up with the birdie at the next is, you know, those sort of things you need to do.
Okay, microphone number one at the front, please.
Lee, you've had your hand full of close calls and chances in majors and been there. I wonder what you will draw from those tomorrow and how much better equipped you think you are for having gone through those times.
Well, I've had lots of chances. You know, sometimes I've played well, other times I've not played so well. Although I can't really remember, you know, playing that poorly. Obviously, I had a chance at Turnberry in 2009 that I messed up a bit. That I can fall back on, you know, just getting out of the zone there and worrying too much about what other people were doing and not focusing on my own game. But, you know, I've had lots of chances. I felt like I played well when I had a chance at the Masters, and Phil had a great round. Hit some good shots, probably one of the shots of the year out of the trees there. So I know what it takes. Even though I haven't won a major championship, I know what it takes to win one. And you know, it's just a case of going out there tomorrow and having the confidence in the game, which I have got, and putting it to the test.
Okay, microphone number three, right on the left.
Lee, one's a serious question, one's not so serious. Have you ever putted as well as this over a period of three days? And what will you be having for dinner tonight?
It's normally pasta, you know, just to recharge, but I might go the Andy Murray route and have 50 pieces of sushi or something like that. You know, I've won 40 times. You don't not put well winning that many. I put nicely this week. You know, I've got a key and that I'm thinking about, and you know, I'm rolling the ball well. It's starting on the line that I pick, which is nice to see.
Okay, Phil on the right here.
Lee, you mentioned on TV that something that players don't like to say, but try and treat tomorrow as it is just another 18 holes.
Yeah.
In some senses, can you just expand on that? How you try and treat the process?
Well, like I said earlier, you know, you try and picture yourself winning the Open Championship tonight, but then forget about it tomorrow and go and tee off down the first and focus on it in the middle of the fairway with that first tee shot and then go from there. You know, the way this golf course is set up, it is a very strategic golf course. You've got to plot your way around it. Most major championships are like that. You know, they grind you into the ground with you, even your course knowledge, your game plan and the way you attack the golf course. You know, it tests that to the limit as well, not just the way you're playing. So mentally and physically, it's draining, and you know, you just have to focus on the job in hand and pile the pars up, and obviously try and make as birdies wherever you can.
You'll go right over to the left, Tim, number three, please.
That fantastic putt at the fifth that rattled in. Did you intend it to go at that pace?
I intended it to go in. I was aiming for the hole.
I understand that.
But I hit two good drivers to get to there. I mean, I don't know how many people have knocked it on that green in two today, but, you know, I left it in a good spot. And it was one of those putts that, with it being so obvious, you know, it was, I had to sort of feed it up the hill and then it would come down and it'd probably finish somewhere near. But it was obviously nice to see. It's a bonus when those go in, but you get it online and you get it at the right speed every now and again, they do go in, so.
It was the right speed. How does that rank amongst your all-time best putts?
Well, it was a nice one to hole at that point, you know, after bogey in the third and then making a good par at four. It was good to get some momentum going.
Okay, microphone number four, Mike at the front right.
Lee, obviously the Scottish weather's identical to Florida when you drove over there. How significant do you think that move to the States was, and are you now reaping the benefits of it?
Well, little did I know when I moved to Florida that I was acclimatising for the Open in Scotland. I'm just too smart for myself. It'd be daft to move the whole family to Florida for four tournaments. You know, I wouldn't do that. But we decided, you know, for other reasons, just to change, to go and live in Florida. But, you know, I'd hope that, you know, living in that kind of climate and having access to the great golf courses and faster greens and stuff like that, than practice facilities, that it was going to help my game. And, you know, so far this year, I've contended. You pick out the big tournaments, which, you know, are so far for me this year, the Masters, the Players, the US Open and the PGA Championship at Wentworth, I've contended in all of them. So, and now the Open Championship. So you'd have to say it's worked to a certain extent in a positive way for my game.
Okay, number one right at the front left here.
Lee, you mentioned Andy Murray there inadvertently. Are you aware of this expectation that, you know, it's been another great British sporting summer, that really the nation is now looking to tomorrow as another highlight?
Well, hopefully I can give it, but, you know, the pressure comes from the expectation that I put on myself. Not I was trying to explain earlier on to somebody that, you know, I don't really live my life outside in. I don't run it according to what other people think. I do live it the other way around. So I have my own ideas and, you know, my own dreams and my own plans.
Microphone number three, right at the back, please.
Of the three men under par, I believe all three of you have relationships with Sean Foley. How does he get split up on the practice tee tomorrow?
Well, he's taken the chickens way out and gone back to Florida, I believe, this morning. So you won't see him on the range tomorrow.
Microphone number four at the front, please.
Lee, you said you weren't fazed at all today and you felt completely calm. You know, it was a high-pressurised situation, whatever you say. It was so much people...
I didn't feel that much pressure out there.
Well, I just wonder, have you felt that comfortable before, you know, when it's been a situation like this?
Probably not, no. But I guess it's 18:40 and, you know, being on that decline and just enjoying being in that situation. You know, it's... You stand on the range and work hard to try and get into a position to win major championships. So when you're in there with a chance and you're contending, you might as well enjoy it while you're there, else all that hard work's not worth it.
And the fact that you were able to outscore Tiger by two shots and that must give you a lot of confidence.
Well, I figured if I wanted to win this tournament, then I was going to have to beat Tiger. You know, it generally works like that, whatever tournament you're playing in that he's playing in, so... that wasn't, you know, my primary goal for going out. You know, I was obviously trying to make as many birdies as possible and get as far in front. But I have a good relationship with Tiger, and I enjoy playing with him. And you know, I tend to feed off how good a player he is. So I think my recent record, you know, playing with him in major championships is very good.
Okay, microphone number one, just the back, middle left there.
Lee, after Justin Rose won the U.S. Open, he said that Adam Scott had told him that this is our time to start winning these tournaments. Have you drawn any inspiration from the fact that those two players broke through this year to win their first major? And has anyone recently suggested that to you, that this is your time?
Not really. Apart from the shouts from the crowd, this one's yours. But no, I think there's been a lot of first-time winners. I just think that shows the strength and depth of golf at the moment. But, you know, I've contended for a lot of major championships. If I'd have done the right things at the right times in a couple of them, and just a couple of things that have gone my way, this wouldn't, you know, this wouldn't be my first major championship win if I did that tomorrow. You know, I've had lots of chances. I could have won four with just the right things going my way. So, you know, they're the things you feed off, and you try and learn from the things you did wrong and change them, and obviously do them right and put that into practice tomorrow.
Microphone number four on the right, please.
Lee, you mentioned winning 40 times around the world. As the majors have gone past and chances have slipped by, have you ever allowed yourself to think, you know, maybe it won't happen for me?
It's not the end of the world if it doesn't.
Microphone number one right in the middle, please.
Lee, we've talked a bit about all the near misses. Does this one feel different in any way?
Not really. No, I'm playing well again in a major championship, you know, testing myself, and I'm giving myself a chance to win one. It feels the same as it did in 2008 playing at Torrey Pines. It feels the same as Turnberry. It feels the same as the Masters. You know, it's enjoyable. It's where you want to be. Well, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping it's going to turn out differently because I haven't won one yet, and I'd like to win one, but, you know, what can you do? You can only do what you think's right and put all that practice and hard work you've done tomorrow. Try not to get in your own way mentally and just focus on the job in hand and believe you're good enough.
Okay, I think we've got time for one more question. Phil, on the right.
Lee, were there any issues, firstly, with slow play this afternoon, and secondly, do you think young Sam sat behind me is going to be a good omen tomorrow? I believe he was in Scandinavia last year when you won.
Yeah, we got put on the clock. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure why. It's just one of those things. You know, there's a lot going on out there. There's a lot of people inside the ropes. You have to back off it now and again, you know. And I think we slipped four minutes out of position. We were both chuckling about it because about 2 hours later we had to wait. But, you know, it's part of this thing of enforcing faster play. But that was just one of them things. Hopefully Sam's a good omen, yeah. He's been to one tournament on his own. This is his second one. Sorry, well, walking around. I won that one by five or six. Five. He'll probably send me an invoice if I win tomorrow, won't he? To pay him commission.
Well, listen, Lee, thank you very much. Best of luck tomorrow. Well played.